brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Plate of key information to go over, obviously, today. We have got the West with special forces backing al-Qaeda and other jihadis in the capital city of Syria. We have got the Attorney General caught engaged in criminal activities against the Second Amendment, shipping guns and hand grenades into Mexico, held in contempt. They can move to have the district attorney for the District of Columbia to go to a grand jury, and Holder could face a year in jail or fines. And they say that they are going ahead with the continued process that could lead to criminal and civil penalties against Eric Holder. The issue is this goes to Janet Napolitano. This goes to Barack Obama and the 700-plus documents that they've got. They made the same mistake Nixon has. This is not going to protect them if we put heat on the Republican Party leadership. The problem is, as evidenced by what happened yesterday, I was in such an angry fit. I was saying Alito. It was Roberts appointed by Bush, I guess both appointed by Bush, George W. Bush, who the guy that has seizures, the guy who's on all this medication, the guy that I said back at the time, and I don't follow the Supreme Court too much, to be honest with you, looked like he was mentally ill or something. I mean, Roberts looks like a weirdo. But, I mean, they all do. I mean, Sotomayor looks like a crazy person. I watched her in the hearings. I say I don't follow it. I actually follow it quite a bit. Just, I mean, she looks like a lunatic. Elena Kalin looks like a freak. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm not a mainline Republican type guy, okay? But, I mean, what is going on with the Democratic appointees? And I understand that Roberts was appointed by Bush. I understand. I mean, it's a bunch of – they look like mentally ill people. I mean, if I was out at an event and they were talking to me and I was looking into their eyes, there's something wrong with these people. I mean, they're mental midget idiots. They really are. I mean, I've read some of their findings, their comments. And it's written like a bunch of prattle. I mean, I don't agree with everything Scalia does, everything Clarence Thomas does, but these are well-reasoned, intelligent-sounding things they say, even if you don't agree with all of it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Kagan, Sotomayor, all of these people are just clowns that would sell people out and vote for unconstitutional rule for unconstitutional garbage. So they were shoveled out of the depths of tyranny to be put in black robes and put in a big marble sarcophagus and rolled out at us. It makes me want to throw up. It really does. And I am not someone who ever suffers depression. I get angry and I get out of control. And I let my anger, I mean, it's not an act, folks, when you see me get mad. In fact, you're seeing me control myself. And I can't let it spill over in the office or in my private life. And I'm going to talk about myself all day. But this is so big, and in my gut, I am very depressed. And I am never depressed unless a family member dies or something like that. And I am depressed. It is so alien to feel depressed for me. And I am so angry at these people, too. Every facet of it, it's such a fraud. And to have to watch all the idiot Democrat supporters and Michael Moore, a guy worth, you know, $50 million or whatever it is, who, you know, has Halliburton stock and defense contractor stock. It's just a total front. He knows he's a fraud. Up there saying this is the first step towards communism, you know, the first step towards universal, all this. Bull. And that's bad enough. This is banker written. And let's get that straight when we come back. As much fun as it is to hate Obama, we're going to talk about who's really behind this and look at how people are responding to the Republican defection. Stay with us.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guarantee.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Up for you today and jam-packed on this Friday worldwide transmission as we blast out on the AM and FM dial, like new affiliates like WNOX in Knoxville, Tennessee, and we are also going out on XM 166 and, of course, simulcast from on Global Shortwave, WWCR, and number one when it comes to audio streaming and podcasting for talk radio. Find it all at Infowars.com. Video streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv, backup site PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, the debate is raging insanely. Well, let me first mention who's on today. I had Webster Tarpley set up days ago. I mean, we knew the healthcare ruling was coming, but we weren't sure. I had Tarpley popping in because he's been to Syria. He's been there during the bombardment, during the Al-Qaeda attacks, been in Libya under the Aaron bombardment. And I wanted to get his take on this big issue that's kind of like, oh, that's over there. You know, UN, NATO, war, Al-Qaeda's the good guys, backed by our government. And I've got Tarpley coming on, but I'm going to not spend as much time as I was just because I've got to get into this healthcare situation. But that is important. He's coming up here in about 5 minutes. And usually with something this big, I would cancel a guest, but I'm not going to cancel Frank Serpico. He didn't do a lot of radio interviews, the famous New York police detective who exposed government drug dealing. Guys, will you re-pull me that Washington Post foreign affairs article that you gave me yesterday where they were talking about the U.S. government shipping drugs with Fast and Furious. I think the headline on it was a whitewash article, but they had to admit that the head of the NRA is investigating it and says that's what he thinks, Wayne LaPierre. And they said, oh, it's dangerous. People all over Washington now think it's about drug dealing and gun running and organized crime in the White House. That's what it is. That's in federal court. That was in the Chicago Tribune almost a year and a half ago. Well, I guess it was in early 2011. Hiding in plain view. We've been talking about it ad nauseum. And so we're going to be discussing all of that with Frank Serpico coming up. And just corruption in general, not just his story. So Frank Serpico, legendary whistleblower, joining us coming up today. Okay. Obviously, we've also got William Shatner. And we called up William Shatner's people. He's still on an airplane to South Africa. And they're like, oh, we know who you are. Oh, he wants to come on. So we'll see if that happens. Cross our fingers. Hope to die, stick a needle in our eye, because let me tell you, I love William Shatner. That scene when he fights the Reptoid in the old Star Trek is the best comedy in the galaxy. And I love Ted Knight too, but he's been dead forever. I mean, it's just that kind of comedy that's just, but being serious at the same time. I've never even really tried to get William Shatner on. I criticized him as transhumanist stuff, but he just wants to live forever. He said that, so he hangs out with Kurzweil and all them. We'll see what happens with that. Side issue, but that kind of makes me not be as depressed. That's what we got to do. We don't even go after celebrities. We got to just start off IMDb Pro, just randomly calling all the big celebrities, because a lot of them end up being listeners. We can just get them on the show, boom, like that. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with all of that. Let me just stop right there, then we'll get into the serious news. There is a Joseph Curl article that I agree with part of but disagree with. I mean, it's all really your perspective. It's kind of like Rand Paul. Well, these are the two parties we have, and, do you work in the system or do you just sit there on the sidelines? Well, when the whole system's a fraud, you've got to do something. Again, it's the trap of you can go this way or that way, but both ways go into the lion's den in the final equation. So we've got an article, Curl Roberts to the Rescue for Romney. And yes, that's true. This will make people, it's true politically, doesn't mean it's right. And it doesn't mean that's why Roberts did it, who looks like he is on drugs for his seizures. I mean, he looks like a space cadet. And I said that on air when years ago Bush was nominating him. I said, this guy looks like a space cadet. And by the way, we've dug it up. I'm going to get to this later after Tarpley's on. John G. Roberts Sr., made all sorts of weird New World Order speeches. So we're going to be really digging into this. But the point is that yes, politically, this will make people get behind Mitt Romney, conservatives, just out of pure panic over what's happening with Obama. And it doesn't even mean it's going to do anything. But yes, it will energize the Republican base so that the guy that authored what was a large part of what became Obamacare can become president, who's now pledged today and yesterday again that he will overturn it and says it's horrible. So, quite frankly, I would love to just have hope and a prayer and think, well, then we need to get behind Mitt Romney because he's going to go in there and overturn this. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason Roberts went with this, and it's because that's what the insurance companies want, the big ones. This is the big secret that nobody will talk about. I mean, it's in the news, and Paul Watson wrote a big article about it this morning with the links to the admissions. It's a very, very important article. Michael Moore celebrates Obamacare law written by insurance companies owned by the big banks, by the way. And then he has all the proof in that article. So, again, this is a tax that they make you pay, 35 million people roughly, 33, 35, 37, they debate the number, that are uninsured, where you've got to go buy it, and then they can always change it. The law is wide open where they can, ratchet it up. It increases the price of the health care, and it makes you go and buy it from the insurance companies. It makes you go and get the health care. It forces you onto it, the working poor or others that just don't choose to be part of the medical system, the establishment medical system. And that's why they admit it's a tax. And if you don't, The IRS just takes the money out of your bank account, and we've got reports coming, and this has already been happening. And people think this is free health care. They have no idea what they're talking about. And, of course, health care roughly in the last 2 years has already gone up just in anticipation, 25%. They're talking about 50%. You saw the stocks go up of the big banks and the insurance companies and the health care companies. Of course, their stocks went up. And some spin it and say, well, that's because the uncertainty has been removed. No. They wanted this, okay? I read it in the Wall Street Journal. I read it all over where they're the spokespeople for the big insurance company, banking lobbies, others. They were all for this. They get what they want. The big banks lobby for all this in Europe. They want that money, and they want control, and they want you dependent. And they are going to make 30-plus million people go buy insurance from them now. And then they also have the nightmare situation where now that they've got things communalized, the social engineers are already saying it, well, now we're going to control what you eat and what you drink because you're making all of us spend money because you have an unhealthy lifestyle. So now we've got to surveil what you're doing with your little smart card that you pay your national sales tax with that they're all getting in line. This is what the Federal Reserve has been proposing. This is what they sell as the idea to get rid of the income tax. They're not going to get rid of that. They're going to keep it, but just call it the Social Security tax and then ratchet it up. So it'll end up being 9999, the hidden 9, but it'll end up being 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 11, 11, 11, 11, 12, 12, 12, 12. This is their plan. This is what they're maneuvering us into, signing us on to the zombie banks. You know, an article called Zombie Banks I wrote a few weeks ago in a video. People were like, this guy's crazy saying zombies run the banks. That's the financial name. The public is just so ignorant. That's why they're getting away with all of this. Because I try to be informed. I spend probably 10 hours a day, no exaggeration, researching one way or the other. And I'm just totally overwhelmed, and there's so many crimes I can't even keep track of it. And the special interests, the crony capitalists that make their bread and butter off of government subsidies and monopolies and bailouts. And here's the $10 trillion point. Not the $64 million question, but the massive, you know, quadrillion answer. Until the Republicans realize that there are massive special interests that are above the law and are monopoly operators controlling government and using it to knock out their competition and create monopolies and combines, it's over. And the foolish, childlike Democrats that want free houses and cars and think that everything is this cornucopia of goodies, And who hate libertarians and the rest of it, libertarianism, the idea that someone else isn't your property or your slave, and they'll make the big government work. They'll create a utopia with it. They know how to tweak it. It's just if the right people are in charge, it doesn't work like that. And it ends up creating massive dependency and the nightmare we now see. And you've got the Democrats running around hailing this new health care package as if it's heaven on earth, and Michael Moore saying, oh, this is the beginning of the, what was his quote, of the unified healthcare system with the government run by a bunch of eugenicists in control of it. And the death panels and the rationing, all admitted. Remember, none of that existed. But now they admit, oh, yeah, we are going to ration your care because everybody's got to share. And now they've got all these dependents who are into this psychology and don't know any other way to make their way in life without a government check, who are now the army that is going to rule for the bankers. And they will do anything. And again, we're going to go to break, come back with Webster Tarpley, get into Syria where he's been, that whole thing also. Get his take, obviously, on the healthcare situation. I'm not sure quite what it'll be, but we'll find out with Dr. Tarpley here in a moment. And then, of course, later, William Shatner. I mentioned that we've called him up. We're going to probably get him on the show, but as soon as he's able. But the point here is LAX, and they go to check inside his pants, and it says they singled him out, and his pants fell down in his underwear, and people laughed at him. And he said it was the most humiliating thing of his life. I'll read the full quote coming up. And again, this is what happens at LAX. I've talked to people in Hollywood. They say it's well known. Stalkers are getting jobs there. so they can grope whoever they want. Imagine you get to grope William Shatner, if that's what you're into, it, you know, some perv at the airport. I mean, this is how ridiculous this is. The Pentagon runs Al-Qaeda attacking Syria.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, some are saying that Roberts did this to supercharge Mitt Romney's campaign. Funny, I thought judges wear black robes because it's supposed to cloak who they are as a person. They're supposed to just judge the law. Because the Constitution says you can't compel somebody to buy some private good. And this precedent is very, very dangerous. I'm going to get to it later after Webster gets into Syria. That's why I've got him here. But here are some of the articles that are at InfoWars.com. Napolitano, Obamacare ruling will drive libertarians to Romney. Yeah, no kidding. And then the guy that wrote it, the Obamacare precedent, the Second Amendment is next. Kurt Nemo, key article, read it. Michael Moore celebrates Obamacare with law written by insurance companies. Report, more people killed by bees and drowning in bath than from terrorism. You know, I looked those statistics up years ago and kept parroting it, and now it's like all over the news, they're picking that up. That's just what I randomly chose to show the illustration. It just shows what you can do with a radio show reaching millions. 15 reasons why the Obamacare decision is a mind-blowing disaster for America. That's coming up. But right now, let's go to Webster Griffin Tarpley on Syria, because he was just there, I don't know, 6-8 months ago or less. He was there while there were sniper attacks and things. It's now admitted, and I've shown the Fox News articles, you can look them up. I've shown, I mean, even Fox LA Times, that Al-Qaeda was used in Libya, now in Syria, and now the special forces, Western forces, are backing Al-Qaeda. Webster, what in the world is going on with the situation in Syria, and what does this bode for the world, oil prices, all of it?
Well, as of right now, it's inching towards war, a general Middle East war, slowly, by fits and starts, one step forward, two steps back, and so forth. The news this morning is, on the one side, Turkey has massed military forces along the border with Syria in the wake of this shooting down by Syria of a Turkish jet that had invaded Syrian airspace, probably testing. So the Turks have got their military forces lined up on the Syrian border in the north. And then there's this strange report from Debka file, which is not a reliable source, Israeli intelligence, that the Saudis are sending elements of their military. There's a Saudi army. It's made up completely of mercenaries, right? There are no Saudi princes get their hands dirty in basic training. But there is a Saudi army. It's got some special forces. And that they're sending them through Jordan so that they could threaten Syria from the south or the southeast or so forth. So you've got obviously an attempt to intimidate Syria. Right now, everything is in the wake of that Syrian, it's an F-4 Phantom reconnaissance configured that went into Syrian airspace. I would call it a Gulf of Tonkin pattern. You go into Syrian airspace, then out, then in, then out, and eventually the Syrians take the provocation and shoot you down. It does also show that the Syrian air defense is capable, that they're alert, that it's not a cakewalk, and anybody going in there is going to have a price to pay. So I think that was interesting. Right now, it's a big weekend of diplomacy. You've got Hillary Clinton meeting with Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, in St. Petersburg. That's a preparation for a Geneva conference tomorrow, which is it's the U.S., the British, the French, the Russians, the Chinese. Not Syria, as far as I can see. Turkey, Iraq, Kuwait, Qatar. Saudi's not there, which is crazy, and Iran not there. That's even more crazy. So it's kind of a conference on Syria and the Middle East, but it's got some of the most important people not there. And the U.S. Insisted that Iran not go, and the other side of it is that the U.S. is demanding that there be a plan to get rid of Assad, and Russia is simply saying no. So that, I think, is going to be a complete failure. But you get the idea.
Let me stop you for a moment. I mean, you've been over there. I haven't. I found Debka file certainly has a pro-Israel slant and is connected to Israeli intelligence, but I found a lot of what they put out turns out to be true. I mean, days before it was admitted that Western forces are in there advising the jihadis in moving in to attack Damascus, days later it came out that indeed that was going on. So did I mishear you when you said you don't find it to be a credible source?
I think they're very uneven. I mean, they put things in there that are quite wild. But then again, sometimes it's true, right? They have to mix in real things to keep your site going. So the summary I would give is this: NATO has used the methods of Hitler in regard to Syria. First of all, they did to Syria what Hitler did to Czechoslovakia in 1938, meaning that they fomented a rebellion inside, and then use that to start, you know, beating
the
drum.
Sure, same thing was done in Libya. I mean, that's the strategy.
The second one.
Stay there. We got to go to break.
Okay.
We'll be back with Webster Tarpley, tarpley.net's his website. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back to look at why this is so important. Then we'll get Webster's take on Obamacare.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss.
Yeah, the federal government's bought 450 million rounds of hollow point dum-dum bullets for you and your family.
You'll hear from me. I know
hundreds and hundreds, and now they said they're going to order over 1,000 armored pill boxes for you and your family. Armed drones, checkpoints, troops rolling around in different cities. Secretary of the Army saying they're getting ready basically for martial law and to put troops in every city. I wonder what's coming. Oh, our guest in the Obama deception broke it down. Webster Tarpley, it is the global collapse and reorganization post-industrial New World Order system. And I'm going to get Tarpley's take on that, the healthcare situation in this. House could arrest Holder with inherent contempt power. And I covered this on the TV show last night. Yes, in the past, the Congress had a jail. Just like the president claims he has this power to kill people, he doesn't really have that. Now, if there was an enemy navy attacking New York 200 years ago, the president could say, defend, without going to Congress, because it was imminent. But to declare war on a country, he'd have to. So the point is, the Congress has handed over all its authority, because the system wants a bunch of people that lay down on their backs. But they could also go right now to the district attorney of the District of Columbia and call for him to have a grand jury investigation of what Holder's done, shipping guns and hand grenades into Mexico and drugs back into the U.S. And again, this is bubbling over. Here is the Washington Post, foreignpolicy.com, as their publication. Fast and the ridiculous. In Mexico, it's taken as fact that the United States is backing drug cartels. And then it goes on and says, Wayne LaPierre says this is needs to be looked into. And other big people, what are we going to do? People are listening to this. It's only been in the news for over a year and a half. El Paso Times. Come on, reporters listening. Go look it up. El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune. We've done countless articles at Infowars.com on it. You're like, well, how do we find them? Search. Fast and Furious involves drug dealing. Just look it up. It's not hard. I'm ranting. It's just news overload. Webster, finish up with the serious situation. I mean, in your researched opinion, am I right to be concerned about this? Because Medvedev, Putin, regardless of what people think of them, they have nuclear weapons. The bankers run us. And they've shown they're insane with 40-to-1 bets with MF Global and stuff. And now they're moving weapons all around Europe up against Russia. They've got jihadis running around wearing Al-Qaeda uniforms with flying Al-Qaeda flags, desecrating Orthodox churches. I was saying Catholic. Some are Catholic. Most are Orthodox. Urinating all over things, defacing Jewish and Christian graves. Just acting like complete maniacs. And do you see Christians rioting everywhere? No. We're just like, good, we deserve it. And then all the neocons that love Islamophobia, they're saying nothing about this. And, I mean, it's Twilight Zone, Webster. I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. What do you say? Finish your point.
This is very important about the massacres, right? Because we had this story from Thierry Meyssan that Ben Rhodes of the Obama White House is preparing this endgame maneuver similar to Operation Mermaid or whatever they had in Libya last August, that the NATO forces would take control of Arabsat and Nilesat, and they would push the Syrian channels, the pro-government channels, off the air. They bombed one of them this week to probably prepare part of that. And then they would put on fake CIA-produced Arab-speaking channels saying Assad is fleeing, and they have these fake sets in Saudi Arabia and Qatar, similar to the fake set of the Green Square in Libya last year. They got downtown Syria, downtown Aleppo, downtown Damascus, downtown Aleppo, downtown Homs, and the presidential palace. So they've got sound stages ready to do that at that point. So they're coming along. But now the thing is, if you do that and you have a coup, if the Muslim Brotherhood and the Al-Qaeda essentially take over Syria, there's going to be a huge massacre of Alawites, but there's also going to be a massacre of Christians. And you're right to say those are Greek Orthodox, but they're also Catholic. In other words, Greek Catholic, so-called Melkites. I have to thank them. I stayed with them for quite a number of days when I was in Syria. That's basically who invited me. So there's a great danger of a massacre of Alawites and Christians. Now, it's interesting that Cass Sunstein, in another wing of the Obama White House, has already thought about this. You got Ben Rhodes preparing the bloody coup in Syria. Cass Sunstein and his wife, Samantha Power ran the coup in Egypt last year. Cass Sunstein has got this thing going against the Vatican. Vatican Spring, Vatican Leaks, right? And all this stuff, that the Vatican is a criminal enterprise and they launder money and all this stuff. And this is a way to prepare the massacre in Syria and elsewhere in the Middle East, because this has been going on. It's happening in Libya even today, right? Christians are getting killed, displaced. If the Pope decides to rise up against this and do something, he could really hurt Obama. But they want to put the Vatican on the defensive, right? They want to say, we're going to suppress the Vatican because we're going to have them, you know, worried about getting accused of being drug money launderers so that they won't be able to protest a huge
massacre.
And by
the way, I ought to have you on. You know, you've got a doctorate in Venetian history and other things, and you actually worked at the Vatican, lived in Italy.
Right,
you speak,
sure.
So you know what you're talking about. Where is the Vatican in this whole New World Order? Because I'm not Catholic. I've studied the history of it. I know quite a bit. But when it gets into the current things, I'm not defending a lot of stuff. You know, some of the things the Catholic Church does are obviously pro-globalist and things. But I do see in the media and in the culture and Obama saying you've got to hire people that aren't Catholics. You've got to pay for abortions. There is an assault. You've had the liberal globalist red diaper doper babies say infiltrate, become priest. I mean, I wouldn't even say it's the priesthood. It's the predators went in there because the kids are there. But then the church did cover that up, which is wrong. I mean, just this whole thing. So I'm now ranting. But what's really going on with the Vatican?
Remember, the fundamental thing is the Vatican and the British monarchy have been at war for 500 years, right? Since Guy Fawkes and the gunpowder plot, and really for almost a century before that. So you've always got to factor that in, right? The British hate the Vatican, and it's mutual. On the other hand, there's this oligarchical faction, the Venetians, the Roman black nobility, right? The feudal aristocrats of Rome, the Orsini, the Colonna, the various princely families. These people are also more hostile to the Vatican than not. So the Vatican is a big institution. It has within it everything that exists in the world. It's probably it's the oldest continuous institution, I guess, on the planet. There may be some competition on that, but you get the idea. It's been around for a long time. It's got everything in it. And the quality, since it's an elective monarchy, the quality of popes varies greatly. You can go from a good one to a bad one with simply one conclave. But I think right now, the thing that I see is that the U.S. line towards the Vatican is to bash them, because the whole U.S. line in the Middle East and the Mediterranean is a pro-Muslim Brotherhood, pro-Al-Qaeda policy, which is going to get a lot of Christians
and again,
killed.
We're not just saying that. Hidden in plain view, Al-Qaeda, more than ever, is out in the open, run by NATO, who are known narcotics traffickers. The troops grow the opium publicly on Fox News. Everything is Twilight Zone. They've got tanks rolling around in cities all over the U.S. getting us ready for the total collapse. And we're just sitting here sliding into it.
Let me just add, though, another aspect of this thing. The question of war and peace regarding Syria comes down to this guy Erdogan. It's written Erdogan, but in Turkish, Erdogan or something like that. He's the prime minister of Turkey. Now, he heads an Islamic fundamentalist party, I guess, an Islamist party. Call it that. It's not quite fundamentalist. But it represents a departure from the Ataturk tradition, which has been, I think, quite successful in Turkey, although there were abuses. But now the question is, how crazy is Erdogan? Right? Is he crazy enough to start a war with Syria? Because if he does, that will be the end of modern Turkey. I was in Beirut, Lebanon last November, part of this trip to Syria. I met General Michel Aoun. General Michel Aoun is like the De Gaulle of Lebanon in many ways. He's the leader of the Maronite Christians, and he's in an alliance with Hezbollah, which the U.S. obviously doesn't like. And he said, you have to understand, Turkey is the most fragile country in the world. Half of them are Islamists. Half of them are strong secularists. They don't want to have any religious attributes in the government. And there's this minority of Kurds. 25 to 30% are Kurds. So what you see right now is the Turks they became a base for Al-Qaeda. There's no other way to put it. It's funny. Rick Perry said this. Remember Rick Perry in those debates? He said Turkey is now a base for terrorists. My God, he was right. He must have gotten a good briefing. Iskenderun. Don't go to any hotels in Iskenderun, Turkey, because you're going to find Al-Qaeda in the next room. So forget the tourist industry in Turkey. But the question then is he going to take the plunge? Because if he does, here's what's going to happen. Already, the Kurdish rebels against Turkey are getting safe haven from the Syrians in the Syrian Kurdish area. And if the Turks insist on starting a war, the Syrian response will be to foment a general uprising of that 25% of this Turkish population who are Kurds. And that will be really a cataclysm for everybody, because Iraq, Iran, Syria, and Turkey would all be carved if you get an independent Kurdish state. So I would urge Erdogan to pull back. In other words, this is crazy. He has gotten this theory that he's the new Ottomans, right? He's the new Ottoman Empire, the new Turkish Empire.
No, I understand. And by the way, when you mentioned that, Business Insider and others are reporting that troops are piling up on both sides of the Syrian-Turkey border. And Turkey obviously said 4 days ago, they said on Monday, they said, if you even come near your own border with troops, Syria, we're going to attack you. So Turkey really wants to have a war, I guess, at NATO's behest. And then the Russians have reportedly, for several weeks, put in Marines, Special Forces, Spetsnaz. So what do you expect Russia to do is the $64 million question, because Webster, they're clearly going ahead with this proxy war situation.
It looks that way. And remember, there's also the question of the campaigning season, which the season for military operations is now. The Mediterranean, everybody should know, the big thing about the Mediterranean is once it gets to be October, it starts to rain, right? Winter rains, autumn and winter rains. That's the Mediterranean. It's not sunny anymore when you get into October. There's fog and things like this. So there's an urge to act now. If Erdogan takes the plunge, that will be the breakup of modern Turkey. The people like Hillary Clinton, I think, are increasingly crazy. You've got the new foreign minister of France is also a warmonger, Fabius. He once had a debate with Chirac, the guy who later became president of France, and Chirac said to him, "Vous êtes un roquet. You're a little cur. You're a little attack dog, Fabius." So right now, Fabius is working as the attack dog for NATO. So that looks bad. On the other hand, Putin was in the Middle East this week. He was in Israel. Putin sat down with Netanyahu and, I believe, delivered a pointed warning to him. He said, "Dear Netanyahu," according to reports, "Dear Netanyahu, you have the devil you know, Assad, and you have done fairly well with Assad. You have had peace on the Golan Heights for the past 40 years, practically. If you get the devil you don't know, you could be in big trouble." And then, of course, the other dimension that you point to, what will Putin do? He will do something. What will it be? I think this is the thread upon which the hope of peace now hangs.
And let's expand on that. What is the bankster strategy manipulating the West into this to put Al-Qaeda light Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt to back all of this destabilization? I mean, where does Israel really stand in that? Because Israel's wanting to go after Iran, but then all the Iranian proxies in the Middle East, the Hezbollah, but instead now they're going to have to deal with the classically, you know, jihadist Saudi Arabian aligned groups. I mean, because I see the constant spam on InfoWars. It's got to be bots or something in there. And again, Israel does a lot of bad stuff. All these big countries do, all these powerful countries. But this obsession that if you slip on a banana peel, Israel did it. But I look at the different geopolitical makeup. This doesn't look good for Israel. And I've seen a lot of noises that Israel doesn't like all the Al-Qaeda people being put in around them. What's really going on there?
Well, the Israeli situation is going to be desperate, more or less independently of whatever happens, because of the refusal to make peace, right? The way out for Israel is make peace now. Get the best conditions you can get. Make peace, wrap it up, normalize with everybody. Netanyahu is the opposite of that. But then you look at the Israeli debate. When this Arab Spring stuff started, right, Tunisia, the destabilization of the Arab world, there were two schools in Egypt, one in Israel. One of them said, "This is bad for us because we're going to get these fanatics taking power." And the other school said, "It won't be that bad because these fanatics will break up the Arab states." In other words, the Egyptian state, the Libyan state, will be smashed. And what we see in Libya, to be sure, is that the Libyan state has been smashed. There are not going to be any threats to Israel coming out of Libya, not anything serious of the type Gaddafi represented, because they're hundreds of dead in a given week. There's fighting all the time, gangs. It's a failed state, right? The wonderful outcome of the singing tomorrows of democracy is a failed state. Then you look at Egypt. Egypt is in danger, I think, of going that way, because you've got the army on the one hand, you got the Muslim Brotherhood on the other. They could cooperate if both were reasonable and said, "Look, we'll have power sharing and we'll have a gradual transition, you know, a guided democracy and then a full democracy. But in the Egyptian presidential elections, the runoff was between Morsi, the guy who's now the president, Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood. He got a little, you know, 51, and the other guy who got 49 is Shafiq, the representative of the generals. I would stress there was a better candidate. The guy who came in third was my candidate, the Nasserist, and that is Hamdine Sabahi, pro-labor, pro-reform, never had anything to do with Mubarak, actually was jailed by Mubarak, open.
All right, we got to wrap this up because we're going to break.
No military dictatorship and no theocracy. That would have been the way out. But right now, Egypt is on the brink of pretty serious destabilization. Sudan, by the way, the new thing is they may be getting a color revolution going in Sudan, although I doubt it. It's possible. Anyway, some Israelis would say, look at this. All the Arab states are being smashed. They're all going to be failed states. That's good for us. That would be a cynical Israeli position that you hear.
So basically put al-Qaeda in to wreck everything. So, do you think Netanyahu is supporting that? I mean, do you think Israel is involved in this then?
Netanyahu goes back and forth, but I think that would certainly have an appeal to Netanyahu, no doubt.
And then they can use al-Qaeda to take our liberties here at home, and the public's so dumb and ignorant, they don't even know that al-Qaeda publicly
al-Qaeda is a threat in Pakistan, but in Libya and in Egypt and Syria, they're the singing tomorrows of democracy. So you gotta have double things.
Gotta go to break. We're going to come back and talk about the health care Obama ruling.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Thank you.
second hour, we're going to go over the latest news on William Shatner stripped down in public by our lords, the state, our gods, the TSA. We'll get into the latest on the Fast and Furious situation with contempt. Will they criminally go after Holder? But, Webster, we got 5 minutes left. I want to shift gears. I know you've got to go and tape your own show that's here on Genesis on the weekends, World Crisis Radio. But we're here at the World Crisis. This is a direct tax to the insurance companies. From my research, they wrote this health care plan. A lot of the socialists and people think it's a step towards their communist dream. What is your view of what's happened? What do you make of John G. Roberts crossing over and putting it in the basket for Obamacare? And do you think Romney will try to repeal it?
Well, let me say, first of all, there is some evidence now that Roberts originally voted to strike down everything. And I think what obviously happened was the insurance companies, Wall Street, came to Roberts and they leaned on him and they said, listen, Sonny, we know you believe in this, you know, original intent and all this crazy ideology, and we finance that ideology, but we don't believe our own propaganda. We want that money. We want everybody paying the insurance company. So Roberts then flipped to the other side, and he got some benefits.
Yeah, he reportedly flipped, and the earlier writing looked like he was going to, I mean, this is actually in mainstream news, right. And then he came out and was, like, crying.
But look, here's the point. This is a victory of the finance oligarchs over the crazed petty bourgeoisie, the middle class, who think that this thing is the end of the world. And I wouldn't look at it that way. Remember, my position is Medicare for all. Easiest reform. Remove the 65-year.
Sure, let's be clear. This is not, though, the socialist free health care, which would be a lot cheaper, than letting the IRS be the enforcer of the bankers.
I want Medicare for all. With no age limit, $100 per person per month. If you're destitute, if you're unemployed, you get it for free. And you pay for that by taxing Wall Street. Wall Street is not taxed. They pay zero. They pay zero on their corporate income tax. They pay zero on their quadrillions of turnover. So tax that. That's my tax. Now, however, let's look at it from a different point of view. Suppose you're one of the 30 or 40 million, or maybe 50 million, because it usually comes down to a group of about 50 million poverty-stricken Americans, right? They've been left out in the cold. You are not poor enough for Medicaid, because for Medicaid, you got to be practically destitute in many states. You are not old enough for Medicare. You are too old for SCHIP, because you can get child health insurance, right, no matter how poor you are. You can get it for your kids. You're not a veteran, and you're not getting COBRA because you're not, you know, coming out of a job that
one
you
minute.
Want. So here's the problem. There's a mass of people. Now, the result of this thing is Wall Street gets paid, but if you're in the middle, within 18 months, you're going to be able to get some kind of coverage. And I think that's a positive aspect. In other words, it's not all bad. Wall Street's going to get paid, yeah. Look, if the opposition is Ron Paul on the one side and Adbusters on the other, Wall Street will get their way because there's no real opposition. But even within that, in order to get it through the Congress, they had to put in this thing, no pre-existing conditions, that's going to be over, you're going to get some coverage.
I've read it. It's written by the insurance companies.
I mean, right, but they had to make concessions to some kind of reality. So I think the big thing is, remove the IMAC and MedPAC. Remove the death panels. Stop the rationing, and restore the 500.
Yeah, but rationing always comes with socialist health care. Webster, thank you
so much.
The nightmare of England. Look, I've got people that work for me that live in England. It's a hellhole. But Webster, thank you. We'll talk to you more about it next week. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months.
Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.